Dead and Kicking, written by Jeff McGeckin and read by Peter Hosking. I was hunkered down in a shallow depression off to one side of the trail, my position concealed by a thick layer of branches and bamboo. While the camouflage protected me from being spotted, it also sealed in the heat and humidity, and the cramped space was like an oven. My neck was aching, I was tired and soaked in sweat, and something nasty had crawled up the leg of my combat fatigues and was busily biting me on the bum. I'd have given $1 million to be anywhere else, but I knew I was probably only going to get this one chance, and I needed to make every shot count. The soldier resting on his haunches on the trail in front of me could smell the approaching patrol before he could see it. A sort of meaty fug was pushing ahead of the men, spreading lazily on the late afternoon breeze. It was an acrid commingling of mouthwash, bug spray, cheap aftershave, and the sweet-sour aroma of mildewed army fatigues left wet too long. There was also the smell of cigarettes and sweat, and the unmistakable scent of fear. Then the noise came, talking, forced laughter, the clanking of equipment and ammunition knocking against weapons, and the sound of a tinny PX transistor radio tuned to Armed Forces Radio Vietnam. Glenn Campbell was mournfully wishing he was back in Galveston when the patrol's point man ambled around the kink in the trail and stopped suddenly. The whole idea of the point man is that he should be far enough out in front of his unit to spot any trouble before it happens. In this case, however, he'd been standing still for barely 10 seconds before the rest of the patrol bumped into him. There were about a dozen men in the group, bunched up, walking close together on the trail. Most of them looked like they should still have been in school. They started griping and cursing until they saw what the point man was staring at, and then they shut up. A dozen yards further along the trail, the soldier stood up slowly and faced the patrol. He smiled, showing them his empty hands, palms outward. Someone switched the radio off, truncating Glenn Campbell just as he watched the cannons flashing. The song was about the long past Spanish-American War, but that particular summer there'd been a lot of songs about other wars that were really about this one. The point man looked around at the lieutenant, who looked back at the sergeant, who shrugged. "He ain't shooting, lieutenant," the sergeant said. "And he's smiling and ain't no gook, so I guess that makes him a friendly." The sergeant had the kind of aged, weather-beaten face that said he knew what he was talking about. The tone in his voice indicated that what he just said should have been pretty bloody obvious to his superior officer.